Dear ones, let us embrace Jesus in his sweetness and all-consuming love for us. Today at prayer time, I ran into a glitch with the music and display so everyone could see the lyrics and sing along. It was tedious, to say the least, and everyone had to wait until I decided that I needed time to problem solve this glitch later. Jesus began speaking to me immediately. He said, "You are learning that I write straight with crooked lines. If in your heart you insist on straight lines, you will never stay aligned with my perfect will. It is a great accomplishment to learn exactly how to follow me. No man or woman will ever conquer themselves if they cannot let go of their own agenda." That's what this interpretation is all about. It will not always be this way with all these glitches, but this is boot camp to teach you how to follow me. Better a patient man than a warrior means that self-control and inner restraint are more valuable virtues than physical strength or the ability to conquer others. True strength lies in mastering one's emotions and desires, which requires greater power than any external act of aggression or conquest, like a warrior capturing a city. Inner strength versus external power. A warrior's power is external and often used to conquer others, whereas a patient person's power is internal, derived from self-control, self-mastery. True strength is not the ability to defeat others, but the ability to rule one's own spirit and emotions. In ancient times, warriors were highly esteemed for their strength and ability to conquer territories, suggesting that even a greater feat is mastering oneself. Patience and self-control are presented as virtues that lead to greater wisdom and harmony, contrasting with the folly and destructiveness that can result from a quick temper. Boy, do I know about that. Thank you, Lord, you're changing me. God values patience and self-control, and that these spiritual traits are more significant than achievements in the physical world. Okay, that was a definition from the internet that I thought is very appropriate. Jesus continued, "When you make the effort and shut down the narratives of the enemy, you are making great strides in understanding my ways. This world is full of randomity." By that, I mean situations can change in a heartbeat. We may never know when these things are going to happen, but the Lord knows. And he prepares us to make the switch quickly if we are listening carefully. However, if our mind is stuck on our own agenda and what we want, we may miss the opportunity to stay in sync with him and become frustrated. And those who can adapt quickly are the winners. The others fall into a pit of misunderstandings and complaint because they cannot let go and allow me to lead them to victory. They become the booty of war for the enemy, trapped and chained in their blindness to what is really going on in that situation. My people perish for lack of understanding. Wisdom and restraint together mean having a deep understanding and good judgment to control impulses, actions, or words. Especially in a situation where one could act impulsively. Wisdom provides the insight to see a situation clearly and make sound decisions, while restraint is the ability to apply that wisdom by holding back from certain actions or expressions to ensure a more positive outcome. And we talked today about that, with a particular situation that came up, and we looked at the situation, and I decided that using wisdom in the situation would be better than just overpowering the person by correcting them. And the wisdom would be to make a sign and show them where certain objects have to go, hint, hint, so that they don't put them in places where they can be very destructive. Okay, that's wisdom in action. The other way is like the warrior coming in and saying, now, you know, I told you. How many times have I told you? Et cetera, et cetera. That does nothing for the person but make them feel ashamed. But showing them a positive alternative reminds them that this is the way it has to be without putting in criticism and rancor and causing them to have a reaction. And when people have a reaction, they don't remember the really important nugget, which is put it here, not there, because they're all wrapped up in their anger and their reaction. They don't get it. So we want to try and work on ways to help people get it, help us to get it, and that's wisdom. Okay, wisdom provides the insight to see a situation clearly and make sound decisions, while restraint is the ability to apply that wisdom by holding back from certain action for a more positive outcome. Wisdom is defined as the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. I agree with that. Now, this is AI, not the Lord. A way of walking through life, seeking to understand and live out truth. More than just accumulating knowledge, it's about taking a wide view of life and making decisions that make sense. Restraint is defined as the ability to hold back from doing something, the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants to, without hindering or being hindered. A form of discretion or self-control that prevents one from acting on certain thoughts or desires. When wisdom and restraint are combined, they create a powerful ability, sound judgment, and action. Wisdom helps you understand a situation and make the right choice, while restraint ensures you actually follow through on that wise choice by not giving in to the impulses or immediate gratification. One place where I'm learning that with you guys is not to interrupt you at Mass. Self-mastery, it involves understanding one's desires and motivation, and then having the discipline to choose the best course of action, even if it's difficult or requires delaying immediate satisfaction. And I can see that. It's like my first reaction to a situation may be like, well, why did they do that? That wasn't right. I want you all to learn to go deeper, the Lord continued. The people of the world operate on the surface of their own understanding. They rarely perceive what is really transpiring at that moment. But you, my children, are learning how to follow me into the depths, to understanding the workings of those who control the world's narrative. When you make the effort to shut down the narratives of the enemy, you're making great strides in understanding my ways. Because this world is full of randomity, things changing quickly, changing direction, unexpected things coming up. And those who can adapt quickly are the winners. The others fall into a pit of misunderstanding and complaints. They cannot let go and allow me to lead them to victory. So they become the booty of the enemy of the war, trapped and chained in their blindness to what is really going on in that situation. My people perish for lack of understanding. Wisdom and restraint together mean have a deep understanding of what's going on, not shallow, superficial, and good judgment and self-control, and not acting on our impulses, our emotions. And wisdom provides insight to see a situation clearly so you can make decisions based on what's really going on, not on your emotions, but what's really taking place here. The enemy, he abuses us by the way he feeds us narratives and frustrations, right? This way, you get that short-circuited if you stop and really look at the situation You can see how the enemy has set you up to get your emotions involved and ruin your day. It's a way of walking through life, seeking to understand the truth about things. It's not about knowing everything. It's about knowing how to work with everything and make decisions that are for the benefit of all. Power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindering or being hindered can be very destructive. So a form of discretion or self-control prevents us from acting on certain thoughts and desires and putting things into chaos, really. Because once you bounce off with your emotions, they're going to bounce off with theirs. When wisdom and restraint are combined, they create a powerful ability, sound judgment. You understand the situation. You make the right choice. Restraint holds you back from being foolish. This is where the Lord said, I want you to all learn to go deeper. The people of the world operate on the surface of their own understanding. They rarely perceive what is really transpiring in the moment. But you, my children, are learning how to follow me into the depths of understanding, the workings of those who control the world's narrative. So you don't just see the superficial things going on. You actually see there's a dynamic behind it. And that's what you begin to understand instead of popping off at the surface of a situation. He continues, they rarely perceive what is really transpiring at that moment, but you, my children, are learning how to follow me, to stay within my will. You must be able to see the truth and the happenings in your life. So you got to go deeper to understand what's really going on and what is God trying to do here. Many sins are offered up to you when you become impatient. I am training you in ways to overcome these snares. Here are only a few pitfalls of impatience. Judging the person delaying the situation. A loss of concentration on what I'm trying to show you. Your mind becomes captive to the endless loopholes of judging another person. And you miss the point entirely. You come away not understanding the lesson. You become critical of those who are not in agreement with you. You carry forth the wrong lesson and are left weak. So in the future, you'll repeat that same action, never learning the truth about yourself and why you lack understanding. There is real and true reason I use Mother Claire to sift you in these situations. But if you are critical of her, you've missed the point entirely. Better a patient man than a warrior. Proverbs 16:32. Restrain the impulse to pass judgment. Rather, ask the Holy Spirit, what are you doing in this moment? What are you trying to accomplish through this? And then work with him and pay close attention to the lesson. Beloved ones, I am with you in this reordering of your mind to be in sync with mine. I will give you the graces to overcome your hasty inclinations. And that was the end of the message.